The following is a Karma Reincarnation Conference given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasathikari, recorded on January 3rd, 2015, in Santiago, Chile.
Vandeha. Shri Guru Shri Jatha Parakamalam Shri Guru Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Ragana Tanvitam Tam Sajiva Sadaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Deva Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shimishakam Vitamscha Namaum Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Yadeshatarine. So, ladies and gentlemen.
So, Dostes, señores y señores.
Thank you very much for coming to our program today.
Muchas gracias por venir al programa de hoy.
We want to teach you some very valuable information.
Queremos enseñarles una información muy valiosa.
They will liberate you from all anxieties.
Que lo liberará de todas las ansiedades.
For your whole life.
De toda la vida.
So how long is your life?
Entonces, ¿cuánto de amor tiene?
Actually, your life never ends.
En realidad, la vida nunca termina.
Your body, that will end.
Su cuerpo, eso terminará.
But I have come here today, I've flown all the way from Australia.
Para estar acá, yo he viajado todo lo que desde Australia.
To help you understand that you are not your body.
Para ayudarlos a entender de que ustedes no son el cuerpo.
That you are an eternal being, temporarily residing in your present body. The difficulty of our modern educational system is this. We're taught that we are these bodies. Just like when the baby is born, everyone says, "Oh, it's a boy, it's a girl." So immediately, as a little baby, you're immediately being programmed to think that you are your body. And as you're growing up, they say, "Be a good little boy, be a good little girl." We have to, whenever we fill out a form, we have to put male or female in the form. So we're being programmed to think that we are these bodies. The difficulty is this. Your body is going to die. Today or tomorrow or next week or next year. But who wants to die?
¿Pero quién quiere morir?
We don't want to die.
Nosotros no queremos morir.
Why?
¿Por qué?
Because we're not this body.
Porque no somos estos cuerpos.
Our actual nature is we are eternal.
Nuestra naturaleza real es que somos eternos.
And right now we're caught up in what is called karma chakra, the law of karma.
Actualmente estamos entrapados en lo que se denomina karma chakra, la rueda del karma.
The law of karma is forcing us to take one birth in this one body after another body after another body in this material world.
La ley del karma nos fuerza a tomar un cuerpo sobre otro cuerpo y otro cuerpo en este mundo material.
Do you know that you existed before your present body?
¿Usted sabía que usted existía antes de este cuerpo presente?
They were somebody else in a different city, a different country. That you were even in different species. Sometimes you were a bird. Sometimes you were a fish. Sometimes you were a bear. Sometimes you were a cactus plant. Sometimes you're an insect. We have transmigrated through 8,400,000 different species of life. This human life you have now is very, very special, right?
La forma humana de vida que tienes ahora es muy, muy especial.
Because the human being has a special brain.
Porque el ser humano tiene un cerebro.
He has a special ability to understand who am I.
Y tiene la habilidad especial para entender quién soy.
Where have I come from?
¿De dónde yo vengo?
Why do I exist?
¿Por qué existo?
What is the purpose of my life?
¿Cuál es el propósito de mi vida?
Human beings can ask these questions.
Los seres humanos pueden preguntar estas preguntas.
A dog, simply, his question is one question. Roof, roof, roof. Where is the bone?
El perro solamente tiene una pregunta. Woof, woof, woof. ¿Dónde está el hueso?
The dog doesn't say, well, why do I exist?
El perro no se pregunta, oh, ¿por qué existo?
The human being has a very, very special brain.
El ser humano tiene un cerebro muy especial.
So if you use your brain only to ask where is the bone or where is the female or where is the male or where is the food, then you're better know than you're no better than a dog. But if you use your brain to ask why do I exist? How have I gotten this particular body I have right now? How can I perfect my life to never take another material body again when I leave this body? These are the questions asked by highly intelligent human beings. And I think you all are highly intelligent. That's why you've come to this program.
Yo siento, creo que muchos de ustedes son así inteligentes y que por eso han venido a este programa.
You are the cream of the crop here in Santiago.
Ustedes son la crema de la crema aquí en Santiago.
The fact that you're interested to hear about karma and reincarnation means you are very high, intelligent class of people here.
Eso significa que son de una clase muy alta de personas aquí.
So I'm very happy you all have come today. So now I want to guide you how to use your intelligence to understand how you can perfect your life. So now I'll explain. This is called the science of self-realization.
Esto se conoce como la ciencia de la autorrealización.
It starts off by understanding I'm not this body. There's many ways you can understand you're not your body. This is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Perhaps you've heard of Bhagavad Gita. We have it available today in our book table if you want to pick up a copy. It is the most important book that's ever been written in the history of the universe. If you were to have one book in your life, Bhagavad Gita should be your one book. Here, yes. This book is the book. Bhagavad Gita. It's very nicely with color plates and everything. Very nice. It has color plates. Nice hardbound first quality binding book. So in this book it's described who you actually are. You are actually not of this material world. You are an eternal spiritual being. You are qualitatively one with God. What is God, one might ask? God is the source of all existence. The scientists tell us now that there is no God. That everything comes out of nothing. But you know what? That's dogma. Let them prove it in the laboratory. Let them take nothing and get something out of it. It's never been done in the laboratory. There is no scientist who can take nothing and get something out of it. But yet they want to tell us that this universe came out of nothing. So we are not some foolish, blind people that we take this dogma of the material scientist. You know what else they say? They say you are not a person. You're just a robot. If I tell you you're a robot, will you like that? You're not a person, you're just a robot. You would be offended. What do you mean I'm a robot? That proves you're not a robot. A robot cannot be offended, he's just a machine. If I call you a robot, you'll be angry at me. That proves you're not a robot, you're a person. So these are the dogmas that scientists are saying now, that everything came out of nothing and we're just robots. So this is not really science. This is called ni-science or ignorance. In Sanskrit the word is avidya. Ignorance. So I have come today not to give you avidya or ignorance. I have come to give you transcendental knowledge. I have flown all the way from Australia to give Sydney, Australia, to give you the knowledge how you can become unlimitedly happy.
Yo viajaba de Australia para venir acá y darte el conocimiento por el cual tú te puedes volver completamente feliz.
How you can have your own personal realization of the absolute truth.
Cómo tú puedes obtener una realización personal de la verdad absoluta.
How you can personally have your own realization of God.
Cómo tú puedes personalmente obtener una realización de Dios.
So here's how to do it.
Así como tú lo puedes hacer.
First you have to understand who you are and who is God. God is not nothing.
Dios no es nada.
Because nothing doesn't produce something.
Porque la nada no produce algo.
Therefore, God is something.
Por lo tanto, Dios es algo.
God is the original something.
Dios es el algo original.
So the question is, does that original something have a personality or does it not have a personality?
Entonces, la pregunta es algo original, ¿tiene personalidad o no tiene personalidad?
Let's analyze it logically.
Analicemos lógicamente.
Let's say I tell you that I have a gold mine. A gold mine.
Imagínense que yo tengo una mina de oro.
And every day I bring you 1 kilo of gold every day.
Yo te traigo 1 kilo de oro todos los días a ti.
You become very rich millionaire very quickly.
Tú te vuelves muy rápidamente rico, millonario.
And finally one day you say, well, where are you getting all this gold from? This is great. Where are you getting all the gold from?
Es tremendo. ¿Dónde estás sacando todo este oro?
Well, I've got a gold mine.
Y le digo, bueno, yo tengo una mina de oro.
Well, how much gold do you have in the gold mine?
Y él le pregunta de vuelta, ¿y cuánto oro tú tienes en esa mina de oro?
Oh, there's no gold in the gold mine.
Ah, no, no hay ninguna cafe de oro en esta mina.
Would you believe that there's no gold in the gold mine?
Entonces tú le vas a creer de que no hay oro en la mina.
No, you're lying. There has to be so much gold. Otherwise, how you can give me so much gold every day? There must be tons of gold in that mine.
No, tú estás mintiendo. ¿Cómo puede ser que no tengas una mina de oro que no tenga oro? Si traes todos los días un kilo de oro.
So you can't get gold out of a goldless gold mine.
Entonces no puede haber Dios a menos que haya una mina con oro.
So this is an example. There is another mind that I want to tell you about. That is the existential mind. That mind which is the source of all existence. We can say, call that God. The source of everything.
La fuente de todo.
So God is the existential mind.
Entonces, Dios es la mente existencial.
So many persons are coming out of that mind.
Así que tantas personas están viniendo desde esa mente.
I'm a person.
Entonces, yo soy una persona.
You are a person.
Y tú eres una persona.
We have all come out of that existential mind.
Todos nosotros hemos venido de esa mina existencial.
Therefore, that existential mind must possess personality.
Por lo tanto, esa mina existencial debe poseer personalidad.
It cannot be impersonal.
No puede ser impersonal.
You can't get gold out of a goldless gold mine.
No puedes obtener oro de una mina sin oro.
Nor can you get persons out of an impersonal existential mine.
Ni puedes conseguir personas de una mina existencial.
Therefore, the source must have a personality.
Entonces, el alma debe tener una personalidad.
So if the source has a personality, it wouldn't be proper to call it it. If I call you it, how will you like it?
Si yo te trato a ti, eso, ¿cómo te sientes?
Just like this gentleman here, he has a green shirt on today.
Tal como otro caballero que está al frente, que tiene su polera verde.
If I say it is wearing a nice green shirt, you'll be offended.
Si yo digo eso, está ocupando una polera verde, tú te ofenderías.
What do you mean calling me it? I'm a person.
¿Qué te refieres diciéndome eso? Yo soy una persona.
So in the same way, since that existential mind must possess personality, therefore it's not it, it's a person.
Entonces, ya que la mina existencial debe poseer personalidad.
So now by pure logic we understand there is God.
Y ahora por una guía tú puedes entender quién es Dios.
God is a person.
Dios es una persona.
And we are his emanated energy.
Y nosotros somos su energía emanada.
God is the energetic.
Dios es el energético.
And we are the energy.
Y nosotros somos la energía.
So what is the relationship then?
Luego, ¿cuál es la relación?
We are dependent on God for our existence.
Estamos dependiendo de Dios para nuestra existencia.
And we are dependent on God for our subsistence also.
Y estamos dependiendo de Dios para nuestra subsistencia.
Everything that we subsist on, the air we breathe,
todo lo que nosotros
the water we drink, the food we eat, even this building we're sitting in right now.
Incluso este edificio en el cual estamos sentados hoy.
This is all the emanated energy of God.
Esto es toda la energía emanada de Dios.
This is confirmed in the Katha Upanishad.
Esto está confirmado en el Katha Upanishad.
Nicho nichanam chaitanas chaitananam eko bahunam yovadati kaman. There is one supreme eternal amongst the plural eternals.
Entre muchos más eternos.
That one is providing all the necessities for the many.
Y este supremo está proveyendo todas las necesidades de todos los demás.
So we are the recipients of the loving mercy of God.
Entonces nosotros somos los contenedores, los recipientes del amoroso trato de Dios.
Every breath of air you breathe, that is the mercy of God, you see. If somebody denies God, they are called an ingrate, an ungrateful rascal. Just imagine if you gave birth to a child, you raised the child with love and devotion, you took very good care of that little child, and when he grew up he said, "You're not my parents, you never gave me anything." That would be very offensive. If somebody gives you their love, you should acknowledge it. You should reciprocate with it. So this is a type of yoga now I'm going to tell you about. It is called the yoga of love. I'm not talking about the yoga of sex. I'm talking about the loving reciprocation between the living being and God. This is called the yoga of devotion. Or in Sanskrit it's called bhakti. Bhakti yoga. So there's many yoga systems for elevating the consciousness. Hatha yoga, Jnana yoga, Karma yoga, Ashtanga yoga, many, many types of yogas. But in the Bhagavad Gita, which is the original guidebook on all yoga systems, Lord Krishna clearly states, Yoginam api sarvesham mangatena tadatmana shajavam vajateya mang samayukta tamo mataha. Of all the yogis, the one who is devoted to me, he is the highest yogi. So here's how you perfect your relationship with God. Not by trying to become God, that's sinful. Many people today, they want to try to become God by meditation. That's not proper thing to do. You can't take the position of God. The part cannot become the whole. The part cannot become the whole. You are part of God. Therefore, you always remain part of God. So there's one of two things you can do. You can be in harmony with God, or you cannot be in harmony with God. Now, those of us who play musical instruments, we know, just like a stringed instrument. The strings have to be in tune with each other. If not, the music will sound horrible. It won't be. You have to tune the strings so they're in harmony with each other. So bhakti yoga is the science of how you can harmonize yourself with God. And this system is very practical. In the Ashtanga yoga system, you have to give up living in the city. You have to go to the mountains and live in a cave. You have to throw away your mobile phone. You can't even take your nail clippers with you. And you have to live, but whatever nature provides, some roots, some berries, and you have to live there and do yoga asanas. This 18 hours a day of yoga asanas. So it's a very difficult system. There are men in the Himalayas who are doing this yoga system. But it's a very, very long, slow process. It takes many, many lifetimes to perfect it. But the bhakti yoga system that Krishna is teaching in the Gita, it's very easy. You can do it in any position. You can be married and do it. You can be single. You can be young and healthy. You can be old and sick. You can be white, black, or green. It doesn't matter. Anybody can do the Bhakti Yoga system. A child can do it. It is the best yoga system. And through this system, you awaken your feelings of love for the Supreme Person. You learn how to reciprocate directly with Him. So how to do that? Krishna explains exactly how to do that. In chapter 3, text number 13 of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Yagyashta Shanashanto Bhutshante Sarvakilbishai Bhunjate Te Pagampapam Ye Puchanjat Makarana. He says, the devotees of the Lord, they're released from all kinds of sins because they eat food which has been offered first for sacrifice. Others who prepare food for personal sense enjoyment barely eat only sin. So if you can adopt a vegetarian diet, and before you eat your vegetables and fruits and your dairy products and your grains, you first offer them to God. You may say, well, why should I do that? Why you shouldn't do that? God has given you your eatables. Why you would not offer something to Him? Just imagine if you're living in a house, you're with a friend. And you have no money, you're broke, you don't have a job. But your friend is taking care of you because he loves you, he cares about you. He goes to work every day. He comes home with all the groceries and he fills up the refrigerator. He's making sure you're very well fed. So when you cook a meal, would you offer some to him or just eat on your own? Of course you would. He's providing all the food. Of course you offer something to him. So you wouldn't just say, thank you for the food and eat. No, you would say, here, you come, I'll serve you. This is love, you see. So in the Bhakti Yoga system, before we eat, we offer our food to God. Actually, this Bhakti Yoga system is centered around the tongue. Whatever we eat, we first offer to God. And besides eating, what is the other function of the tongue? To vibrate. To talk, to sing. It's like I'm talking now, you see. Human beings like to talk. It's like the birds like to chirp. You put a bunch of humans in a room and everybody's talk, 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 talk. We're just like birds. Our chirping is talking, 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 talking. That's our chirping. Chirping like the bird. Chirp, 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 chirp. So if we will take our tendency to talk, to vibrate, and we'll use it to chant the holy names of God. This is called mantra. Just like these devotees, they were chanting mantras. By chanting mantra, you can attract the attention of God. You can awake your dormant feelings of love for God. There are many mantras, just like you may have heard. Om. That is one mantra. But in this age, the most powerful mantra, according to the Kali Santarana Upanishad, is this mantra. Do we have it posted somewhere? I will tell you. The fact, I'll teach it to you. You can repeat after me. I'll say the one word, you repeat it back to me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. 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 Hare. 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 Rama. Hare. Rama. 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 Hare. Hare. Now we'll do the lesson where I can teach you, can say the whole mantra on your own. So now that was one word at a time. Now we'll do two words at a time. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Hare
Hare. Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Hare Rama.
Rama Rama.
Rama Rama.
Hare Hare.
Hare Hare.
Now we'll do four words at a time.
Cuatro palabras a la vez.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Now we'll do eight words at a time. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Y'all are really good. Muy bueno. And I will do all eight words. I'm all 16. Yeah. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
Now I have just taught you a mantra which is more valuable than all the money in the whole world.
Lo que yo le acabo de entregar, enseñar ahora es un mantra que es más valioso que todo el dinero del mundo.
If you will chant this mantra every day, you will be liberated from this material existence.
Si usted cantara este mantra todos los días, usted se liberará de la existencia.
This material world is a prison.
Este mundo material es una prisión.
And this mantra is the key that unlocks the door that gets you out of the prison.
Y este mantra es la llave para abrir la puerta fuera de la prisión.
You can actually experience it within your heart. I first chanted this mantra back in
1968.
A friend of mine taught it to me.
Un amigo mío me lo enseñó.
And when I would chant this mantra, it was like a magic carpet ride.
Y el cantar este mantra es como una alfombra mágica.
So I recommend get up early in the morning.
Entonces yo le recomiendo levantarse temprano en la mañana.
And chant this mantra in the early morning every day.
Cantar este mantra temprano en la mañana todos los días.
And you'll be amazed what it does to your consciousness.
Te estarás sorprendido de cómo afecta tu conciencia.
Santiago will take on a mystical aura.
Que Santiago se convertirá en algo místico.
It won't look the same. You'll actually learn how to see God within Santiago, and Santiago within God. This is described by Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. Yomam pashati sarvatra sravanchamai pashyati tashahang na samacheni satchamena pranashyati. From one who sees me everywhere and sees everything in me, I am never lost, nor is he ever lost to me. So, you all have been just very wonderful listeners now. Are there any questions? Here's a question from this gentleman here.
Question is, would you say that if you would, why come hold this? Would you say that consciousness is leading the human being to ask what I am, where I come, and so on? Is that an expression of humanity? Some people makes us more transcendental than the rest of life, and if so, or if not, more transcendental than the rest of the existence.
What is this question?
¿Va a ser la español?
Did you hear his question?
No,
oh, okay.
Okay, I go. You're saying that humanity is better than the rest of existence, or even than the rest of life.
You said that human beings are better than the other species.
Actually, we're all the same.
It's the same thing. And if so, okay. Do you think that humanity is better or not? Is that because of consciousness and how consciousness makes us higher than the rest of life, or higher than the rest of existence,
material? Okay. Actually, the living entity is the same.
En realidad, la entidad viviente es la misma.
In an animal body, a human being, it's the same.
El cuerpo animal y el ser humano, lo mismo.
That's why we don't kill. That's why we're vegetarian. We don't kill the animals.
Es por eso que somos vegetarianos, them. No matamos a los animales.
Even a little ant, we respect him.
Incluso una pequeña hormiga, nosotros la respetamos.
A devotee will never step on an ant. You see.
Un devoto nunca se parará encima de una hormiga.
So we have all. You have also been an animal or an ant in a previous lifetime. The person is the same in every, and even in a plant or a blade of grass, the person is just the same. It's just in the human form you're not as covered by the material nature as in the lower in the other forms.
And so.
Your consciousness is less covered when you're a human being than when you're an animal or a plant. And when you reach this stage of the human form, your consciousness is not so much covered as the animals and plants are. That's why it's a good opportunity to get out of the cycle of birth and death. We respect the trees, even the trees also. We don't want to cut down a tree because that's a living being too. So the living entity is the same in every species. Just in a human form, he's less covered. That's all. You understand? Okay. Okay. Next question. Question back here.
I've been looking for a few years about the religion I've been studying. So I want to ask you how we can get motivated to fulfill our necessity as human beings in this system, in this actual system.
How do you mean motivated in?
In the system, in the whole capital system, globalization. Because every time we have to get to work, we go to work, we don't sleep.
How to be motivated to practice self-realization?
I'm sorry?
How to be motivated to practice self-realization?
Yes, sometimes I meditate in mornings, but I can't get that consciousness, so I can get to that state.
I cannot go forward in my meditation because of the influence of this time.
Can't go forward as what?
In my meditation.
Because of what?
Of the modern society is very.
Here's the key.
See, the system.
Huh?
She feels caught up by the system.
By the what?
The system, like modern society, modern system.
Translate the question. Translate the question so people can understand the question.
I think I understand the question.
So the other people.
She feels.
I'm going to translate. the question.
So the other people know the question.
Bueno.
La pregunta es cómo sentirme motivada en mi meditación, cómo llegar, cómo progresar en mi meditación en un sistema, en este sistema que moderno, que es muy absorbente.
The material society discourages us from becoming self-realized. That's a thing.
La sociedad material nos desanima para volvernos autorrealizados.
Therefore, the key is you have to associate with like-minded souls.
Entonces, la clave es asociarte con almas realizadas.
That's why we have the Hare Krishna movement here in Santiago. So by associating with Hare Krishna people who are on the self-realization path, you get your encouragement from them.
Es por eso que nosotros tenemos el movimiento Hare Krishna, para que tú te puedas relacionar con personas que están practicando este sistema de yoga y de esa manera tú también elevarte.
It is sometimes said, man is a social animal.
Algunas veces se dice que el ser humano es un animal social.
We develop our consciousness according to the company that we keep.
Nosotros desarrollamos nuestra conciencia de acuerdo a la compañía que mantenemos.
So this is why it's recommended you should take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master.
Así que es por esto que es recomendado que tú tomes refugio de un maestro espiritual auténtico.
And you should take shelter of the association of devotees.
Y si tú tomas refugio de los devotos,
because they will give you the encouragement that you need to stick to this path. Have you visited our temple here in Santiago? Yes. Make sure to give her the address, how to find it. And I also have a way to help you. Do you understand English a little bit? I have an e-course. It's actually in English and in Spanish. It's available. But you can enroll in my free e-course, and every day you'll get an email from me telling you how to awaken your Krishna consciousness. In fact, I'm going to give you my card right now so you can... He's going to give you. Here's one. You're all set. Anybody else who wants the card also can come up after the lecture, and I'll give you the card. So the key is association. You have to take shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, and you have to take shelter of the association of devotees, and that will give you the encouragement and the guidance you need.
Yo te daré el ánimo y la guía que necesitas.
And another tip is this.
Y otro pista es esta.
Get up before it's sunrise.
Levántate antes de que esta...
Don't let the sun catch you sleeping.
No deje que el sol te capture durmiendo.
Before the sunrise, Santiago is asleep.
Antes de que el sol salga, Santiago duerme.
And you can meditate on God very nicely before sunrise every day.
Puedes meditar en Dios muy...
If you get up before sunrise and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, I guarantee you, you're going to feel like $1,000,000 every day. You'll be in bliss. You'll be in bliss. I've been doing this for 44 years. I've been chanting Hare Krishna for 44 years. And it just gets more blissful and more blissful and more blissful and more blissful. This material world doesn't bring me down. My mission is to take the material world and bring it up. My spiritual master gave us a mission that we have to spiritualize the whole human society. That's why I've come to your city. I want to spiritualize you and all of you. By the potency I've gotten from my spiritual master, I want to spiritualize all of you. So, next question.
¿Alguna otra pregunta?
Hi, sir. Good afternoon. Well, actually, my question is a little bit more related to rebirth and karma. I had the opportunity of living in Asia for a few years, and I was a little bit more involved in the Buddhism. So they believe in rebirth and karma as well. So my question, well, I saw an interview of Dalai Lama, and they asked him something related about the people who died in Tibet, you know? And they
died where?
Tibet.
Tibet.
Tibet. Tibet. Tibet. Tibet. Tibet. Okay. They got killed by the Chinese government.
Yeah, the repression of the Chinese government. Yeah. Okay.
So when they ask him about what he thought or what he thinks about this thing that just happened, he said that it was their faith, that karma, it's like this, that if you die in an accident or if you have a bad life, it's because it's part of the karma.
Okay, I understand. So what's the question?
So my question is, do you believe in this, or does your religion believe in the same thing, that even if you have a bad life, or even if you have a bad accident, it's part of the fate? Because
is that your question? Is everything by fate and karma? All right, I'll answer your question. Thank you. It's a nice question. Appreciate it. Yeah.
Él está hablando de que estuvo en el Tíbet y se relacionó con los budistas y él plantea de que si el maestro presente aquí cree en la reencarnación y que todas las cosas malas que nos pueden pasar es por nuestro karma previo o es por una cuestión de fe.
Actually, Dalai Lama was right. The law of karma is acting at every step.
La ley del karma está actuando a cada paso.
It's just like Newton's law of motion.
Tal como unas emociones.
For every action, there is an equal and opposite reaction.
Como la ley física, de que por cada acción hay una reacción opuesta.
However,
sin embargo,
there's a way out.
Hay una forma para salir.
And that's what we're teaching you.
Eso es lo que estamos enseñando.
If you will connect with Krishna or God, Krishna says in the Gita, I will free you from all your karma. You'll have been the worst murderer in your past life,
and
suffering so many bad reactions from your previous sins. But Krishna says, if you surrender to me, sarvabhavebhyo mokshayishyami, I deliver you from all your karma. So fate can be overruled. You can. It is said, man is the architect of his own destiny.
Man is the architect of his own destiny.
El hombre es el arquitecto de su propio destino.
All you have to do is follow the instructions given by the bona fide spiritual master, which are the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and you can kiss your karma goodbye. Goodbye, karma.
Adios, karma.
You see, so we'll teach you how to get free from all your karma. Yeah. But for the average citizen who just wants to live like an animal, eating, sleeping, making, defending. He will suffer and enjoy every bit of his karma, every bit of it. But we don't want to do that, do we? We want to be liberated, so that's why we're following these teachings. Great question, I appreciate it. Muchas gracias, señor. Okay. Here's another question from this gentleman here. Huh?
Someone who has not asked.
Somebody who I didn't ask a question yet. So I'm since they didn't ask, I'll recognize them next. But you're in the queue. Who is this question? Okay.
Hola. Quería preguntar, estoy muy de acuerdo con todo lo que se ha hablado y lo logro entender en parte, pero mi pregunta es la siguiente: si existe un Dios o Krishna o algo superior de la que nosotros somos parte, es decir, que nosotros también tenemos esa energía de vida, digamos, la esencia. Entonces, si uno reencarna, ya sea en un árbol, en un insecto, en un humano, el cambio real es cuando entonces uno reencarna en un humano, porque es la primera vez que tenemos conciencia para romper, entre comillas, esta cadena. Uh-huh. Entonces mi pregunta es, ¿qué hace la diferencia entre romper o no esta cadena? Entre salir de lo humano o de lo que tengo todo el rato,
She knows that we are part and parcel of God, and the difference, the real difference, is that in the human form, we can break the chakra, karma chakra. So, how can we break the karma chakra in human life?
The way to get free is to surrender to Krishna.
La manera de ser libre es rindiéndose a Krishna.
To devote yourself to Krishna or God.
Darte tu ser a Krishna o a Dios.
Yeah, whatever you eat, you offer to Krishna every day.
Cada cosa que comes, tú se la ofreces a Krishna.
You chant the Hare Krishna mantra every day. If you will devote yourself in love to the Supreme Person, doing everything according to what pleases Him,
y hacer todo de acuerdo a lo que,
that will liberate
you.
See, just like Jesus says in the Bible, Father, not my will, but thy will be done. So all you have to do is do what God wants and not what you want. You have to become a saint. One who is fully surrendered to the will of God. So that is taught by a bona fide spiritual master. My guru ordered me that I should also be a guru. So I have disciples all over the world. This is my disciple right here. So I'm teaching people how to become fully self-realized. I have other God brothers there also who are visiting here, who are also spiritual masters. So by following the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master and reading this Bhagavad Gita and following it, you can become liberated. We want to liberate you. If you'll simply follow our instructions, we can liberate you. You'd like to be liberated? Jai, very good. Very good. Muy bueno. We will liberate you. We'll teach you how to get out of this material existence. No es difícil. Es muy fácil. You simply have to chant the names of God and eat foodstuffs which have been offered to God. That's how the process begins. It's very happy, very blissful. It's very happy and very blissful. Does that answer your question? Bueno, okay. Next question. Anybody else that didn't ask one yet?
What is the difference between being a human being and being a spiritual being?
What's the difference between being a human being and a spiritual being? Actually, there's no difference. If you're truly human, you will take to the spiritual path. If you don't take to the spiritual path, you're an animal in a human body. You don't have human consciousness. A true human being will take to the spiritual path because that's the duty of a human being. If he simply runs after material sense gratification, he's not a human being. In the Vedic wisdom, he's called Dvipada Pashu, a two-legged animal. So, do not be a two-legged animal. And when they get old, they're called Tripada Pashu, three-legged animal.
Also called?
When they're old, they're called three-legged animals. Do you know why? Because old people walk with a cane.
Sorry?
Old people walk with a cane.
To the cane?
They're called three-legged animals. A cane. So don't be a Dvipada Pashu or a Tripada Pashu when you get old. Become a human being by taking to the pathway of self-realization. Anybody who takes a book today, I will give you a written blessing in your book.
Y quien sea que tome un libro hoy, yo le escribiré una pequeña dedicatoria.
Actually, big books on there? Yeah. Okay, so anyway, this gentleman had a question.
So I already said this to him. I'll give signatures on the other.
Okay, this gentleman again.
Siendo Krishna, pastor y entero, ¿por qué existe lo terrenal, el samsara? Being Krishna, one and whole, why does samsara exist?
Being Krishna,
if Krishna the whole, is one and whole, why does samsara exist?
If Krishna is one and the whole,
Krishna is the whole, yeah.
Why does samsara exist?
Yes. Excellent question, thank you. If Krishna is the complete whole, why does samsara exist? I'll explain to you exactly why. Now, in a country, in a nation, there's so many free citizens who abide by the laws of the state. But the government also builds a prison. Why do they do that? Because some people don't want to obey the laws. They become criminals. They are put in the prison. Now, does the government want there should be criminals? They don't want there to be criminals. But they know because there will be criminals, they have to build a prison. So samsara is the prison. For those who are not surrendered to the will of God. God doesn't want them to be in prison. Therefore, He is offering to pardon them at any time they're willing to surrender to Him. Immediately, they will pardon anyone who wants to come back and surrender to Him. But if they are stubborn in their criminal mentality, why I should bow down to God? I am God. You see, they remain in samsara. Any living entity who wants to get out of samsara, they can come out of samsara. But those who are stupid fools, they remain in samsara. But Krishna, out of compassion on the stupid fools, He comes to the world and He speaks Bhagavad Gita. 5,000 years ago, He appeared in India. And He came again 500 years ago as Lord Chaitanya. And He sent this great spiritual master, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, here to spread this Hare Krishna movement all over the world so that the whole world can become delivered from samsara.
So
I have come here to deliver you all from samsara. If you will take my instructions and follow them, you can all become delivered from
samsara.
Now it's up to you. Whether you want to remain in samsara or you want to get out of samsara, it's your choice. Okay, any other questions? Actually, our time is up. Our time has run out. Huh? Yeah. So, our time is up, so we'll stop here. And we thank you all very, very much. Muchas gracias. Anybody who gets a Bhagavad Gita, if you come forward and purchase a Gita, I will give you a special written blessing just for you with your name. If you're getting one who gets Bhagavad Gita today. The book table is right here, and everyone is first come, first served. Hare Krishna.